signatures to the Army Corps of Engineers Tuesday to stop the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline. And across Latin America, thousands of indigenous leaders and supporters took to the streets to mark 529 years of indigenous resistance. In Guatemala City, a colonial statue of a former president was stained with red paint, toppled and beheaded as protesters denounced a racist state. Protesters also attempted to topple a statue of Christopher Columbus. A group of New York Congress members wrote a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, urging them to keep the current funding for housing, transportation, and immigration reform in the Build Back Better Act. Quote, "We can't negotiate reconciliation bill down to nothing," tweeted Congressmember Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The White House has conceded the $3.5 trillion package will have to be slashed in order to appease conservative Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Pramila Jayapal, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, and Senator Bernie Sanders, however, said Medicare expansion is not up for negotiation in the reconciliation package. For the first time in 20 months, non-essential travelers from Canada and Mexico will be permitted to enter the U.S. at its land border crossings for purposes such as shopping or visiting family and friends, so long as they are fully vaccinated. As of right now, people traveling into the U.S. for essential reasons do not have to be vaccinated, but that is changing as well. Around the start of the new year, essential travelers, such as truck drivers, crossing U.S. land borders, will also be required to be fully vaccinated. The new rules are similar but not identical to planned requirements announced last month for international air travelers. The White House told governors to start preparing to vaccinate children ages 5 to 11, according to reporting by NBC News. The announcement signals anticipated FDA authorization by early November of Pfizer's COVID vaccine for that age group. An FDA advisory committee plans to meet to discuss the request on October the 26th. Currently in Washington, it's cloudy and 72 degrees. In New York, it's cloudy and 66. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening to WPFW Washington and WBAI New York.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. The previous program was Live on the Fly with Randy Credico, and that is heard Wednesdays at 2:30 p.m. It is now almost 3 minutes past 3 p.m. Stay tuned for a report to the listener, and that's coming up in mere seconds, so stay tuned for that.
WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. And this is WBAI's report to the listener. I'm Linda Perry, program director here at WBAI, and I'm going to be joined by the station manager, Bertil Reimers, momentarily. And we are so happy that you have joined us this afternoon here on WBAI. WBAI has been in operation for 61 years. Some of your parents and your grandparents listened to BAI for its alternative coverage of the news, for events and the arts, and hopefully the station will be around for future generations. Radio is a very personal media, and WBAI is a station which asks you for your involvement on a variety of levels. As a caller to many of our programs with your wonderful comments and insight, and as a voting member when elections come up, as they have now for the local station board candidates. So I'm happy to say that you as listeners have responded. We've met our quorum for listeners to participate in this election. So we're happy about that. If you haven't voted, please do. WBAI has a variety of programs on the air. Some of them make you laugh, like David Rothenberg's show probably made you laugh if you were listening earlier. Some make you cry with some true life stories of people going through changes. Maybe On the Count has touched your heart, and some of the other shows that we have on the air have touched your heart. When our callers are telling us and our guests are talking to us about the pandemic and what they've gone through as emergency workers or as, you know, people living through this pandemic that we've been through, these very, very hard years this year, the year before. Maybe you have been listening to people telling their stories about how governmental policies and restrictions and bias have jeopardized their well-being, their families. Well, all that has been on programs here on WBAI. We have programs that keep you informed, that put news and movements and rallies and actions in New York and across the city, the Women's March, other rallies, rallies on Medicare for All, climate action rallies, all of these various things that we've been putting on the air helps to put the actions and the movements into perspective. And, you know, if you listen to WBAI, you know that there are programs that inspire you. There are programs that make you think. We have programs that reach out to you and, as I said, seek your comments and your perspective. Yes, we do have regular callers, but we also have new callers, people who are first-time callers calling in to WBAI, even though we've been around for so many years. And we have music programs which breathe fresh air into our schedule, and they come out through us to your radio or your internet stream, and they're quite marvelous. And we find that our listenership during the 10 p.m. music strip is very high. People like Afrobeat. They like Night Shift. They enjoy Sweet Spot and Folk Radio and the Harlem Connection and Tony Ryan's show Soul Central. And then on Sundays, you know, the Con Sabor Latino, Saturday afternoon, Latin Roots. Many people love our music programming, and we're glad to see that. We have lots of comments that have been coming in from listeners, people who subscribe to WBAI and appreciate WBAI. They take our thank you gifts offered, and then they make some comments. Louis Latta today said that he likes all WBAI shows. He said that he doesn't have one favorite show. He listens to BAI from Pennsylvania. Maureen Sepia is in Bayside, Queens, and she also lists all WBAI shows as her favorite choices. Tawn Siborik, she pledges from Freeport, and she says Lopate at Large, Leonard Lopate show, is a great show. That's heard weekdays across the week at 1 p.m. And also Gervalyn Van Cleef from Staten Island. She says she appreciates all WBAI shows. Beverly Isaac loves Dream Leapers. Dream Leapers is with Harriet Cole. It's a lovely program that I think is now in its second year. It's broadcast on Fridays at 9 a.m. And it's, she has a wonderful variety of guests that she brings in who talk about their dreams and making their dreams a reality. And Beverly's from Manhattan, and so is Jane Fire, who says she likes all BAI shows. Maria Jarina from Long Beach also appreciates all of our programming. Rod McNeil from Maplewood, New Jersey, says he likes all of our shows. I don't know that anyone could like all of our shows, but it's nice to see people are commenting when they're calling in and pledging. And Nigel Leah, he likes Morning Ursays. He's Morning Ursay. He's in Northport. Millard from Brooklyn loves Any Saturday with David Rothenberg. Marvin Dendy from New Hyde Park loves the Gary Knowles show. He says he's been listening for 45 years. He says, keep going. You have great programs. Keep it going. These are just some of the comments from some of our listeners, and we're going to open up the phones a little later and get some of your comments about programming here at WBAI. It has been difficult to keep the station open during this period of time. We closed down the station in March of 2020 because of the pandemic. And then we began broadcasting remotely in March. And that was no small task, figuring this out and figuring out with our wonderful, resilient small operations staff, we were able to figure out how to continue broadcasting and to keep the station going. We worked with producers to broadcast their programs remotely, and we continue to tweak this out and to try to bring you the best sound that we can and the best programming we can. We're in a soft reopening now, and we have hosts who are vaccinated returning to the station. You just heard Randy Credico live from our studio. And didn't he sound good? He sounded live because he was live on the fly. Other programs like Minefield that you heard earlier with James McIntosh continue remotely. And we are still figuring it out and working to improve our ability to bring you guests remotely and hosts remotely. And I think we're doing a pretty good job considering. And working with producers daily has been my basic task, that and the scheduling and working out some specials that we've been doing. And I've been working on a new morning show. And that's because Johanna Fernandez, who was doing our 7 to 8 a.m. morning show, can't do it every morning. So she's just doing it on Friday, a new day. So tune in for that. And we have a new morning show called What's Going On. And that's from 7 to 8 a.m. Monday through Thursday with a revolving set of hosts with a variety of topics each day. So please listen to that on Monday. Bob Henley, Labor Monday, he presents. On Tuesday, we hear from Frenchie Davis. And then on Wednesday, Rebecca Miles, Felipe Luciano, one of our favorite hosts on WBAI, hosts Thursday morning. Tomorrow morning is going to be a great show. Tune in. I won't give it away now, but it'll be really interesting. So check it out. And we've also been broadcasting some specials on BAI. We did shows on the anniversary of Attica with first person testimony. We did specials on Haiti and the racist actions on the border. We have a new program now, Haiti, Our Revolution Continues. It's Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m. with Haitian activist Daoud Andre. Give it a listen. He also plays, besides the wonderful astute politics, he plays wonderful music. So check it out. And you'll hear that on Saturdays from 4 to 6. Next Saturday, however, in the time slot, we're going to present a special. It's testimony live from the International Tribunal on U.S. Human Rights Violations. This is brought to us by two of our producers, and we love when our producers bring specials to us. Bob Lederer, who is Without FM, Tuesday at 8 p.m., one of our most listened to programs, and Basir Amchawi's, his long-running show, Education at the Crossroads, is heard on Thursdays at 8 p.m. The two of them are bringing us this special on the Tribunal on Human Rights Violations. Saturday evening, since we're talking about Saturday evening, Saturdays at 6 p.m., we have a new show, which I hope you've heard, had a chance to listen to. It's the Rick Smith Show. And Rick has a new call-in program focusing on labor issues in New York. And that's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday evening. And if you tune in, you'll hear not only his perspective, but you'll hear labor leaders, labor issues, and so many callers calling in and sharing their concerns and their thoughts. At after Rick's show, we have Theater for the Ear on the WBAI Playhouse. I've heard many people love the fact that we have theater on the air. So that's these are just some of the shows and the specials that we have. We've also been doing many shows on the climate crisis, shows on indigenous rights and the threat to women's reproductive freedom. We've been presenting programs on public education, schools reopening, remote learning, as well as the effect of class sizes on the ability to teach. And there is a strip of programs that are very informative regarding New York City and New York State. That's at 5 p.m. on weekdays. If you haven't checked us out, right before the WBAI Evening News, anchored by Paul DiRienzo, from 5 to 6 p.m., we have veteran journalist Tom Robbins. He does a show called Deadline NYC on Mondays. The Independent, that monthly magazine, that monthly news magazine that you see for free in your mailboxes across the city. Well, they present a weekly program called Indie News Hour on Tuesdays at 5. Wednesday is the fabulous Ben Max with Max Politics. And on Thursday, Driving Forces with Jeff Simmons and Celeste Katz. And you can hear our elected leaders, representative, and other advocates speaking on these programs throughout the week. On Friday, we go a bit international with Rachel Hu and Women Fight Back. That's our 5 o'clock strip here on WBAI. And most of our regular shows, our schedule is pretty set. You can go to WBAI.org and you can look at our schedule there. There are a few additions. We've added Arab Voices on Wednesday at 10 a.m. It's a program from our sister station in Houston, Texas. WBAI, it's KPFT. WBAI years back helped form this station in Houston, Texas, KPFT, and gave it money and helped it get off the ground. And we are trying to forge a closer relationship with all the other stations in the network. Of course, we work very closely with WPFW in Washington, D.C. So if you're a regular listener, you know this. We share programming with them. They share programming with us. So this is Arab Voices coming to you from our sister station in Houston. It's 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings. And also we've added Project Censored on Fridays at 10 a.m. This was suggested to me from one of our board members, and I think it's a really good idea. It's a good program. It focuses on news that didn't make the news, with an emphasis on critical media literacy. So these are some programming highlights. I hope I haven't taken up too much time, and I hope that our station manager, Bertel Reimers, is with us now. Bertel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Linda. Good afternoon, WBI audience, listeners, and supporters. That was a very thorough breakdown of the programming that we discussed, so that was excellent, Linda. I just wanted to also emphasize that we have been trying to function as a network. We're taking programming from KPFK, from KPFA, from Houston, and from D.C., and we hope that the other station reciprocate, because we have a lot of great programming that should be broadcast throughout the network. Also, our program grid is on the website, WBI.org. Click on programming or schedule, and then there's a PDF version you can download and print. It might be slightly outdated by one or two shows because we have people who go on hiatus, people who go on vacation, or people who just are no longer around. And then also we're trying to keep up with that as much as possible. So sometimes one of the issues listeners usually have, or that we hear to the board and producers, is that you don't know what's going on. We do not really go out and change the programming. We haven't done that in a very long time. We do make adjustments when our producers have something else to do, like Johanna Fernandez had to go back teaching, and she was giving us a free time generously for a while, and so she had to go back to her, you know, actual life, and so we had to make adjustment in the morning. So any radical changes you see on the schedule usually has to do with us having to react to life situations. Producers get busy, they move, they can't do it anymore, or something of that sort. So I wanted to put that out there very clearly. I think Linda Perry has been doing a great job. It was not always easy or clean, but as of right now, I think just about everybody's happy with the schedule, the schedule, the way it flows, the different programmings, the good programmings that have been added. And I can also say that a lot of the programs we had have been improving. There are some great shows that we have on WBI from our new programs and from our older programs. I will give you an example. If you have not, you should go back and listen to Out FM last night. they had an excellent program that about critical race theory that everyone has and must listen to. So this is a plug-in for that show. It was an excellent program. Yes, we do listen to the station a lot. Between Linda and I, we probably listen a good 15 out of 24 hours a day, and listen for issues or for good shows and to repeat when we have a empty slot. I just wanted to also reemphasize that we no longer do a 30-day full day pitch, whereas most listeners complain that they cannot hear pitching shows of seven days a week, 30 days for that month, and almost 24 hours a day. So we have redesigned the way we ask you for money. We do about 2.5 to 4 hours a day of programming in between shows so that you don't hear pitching nonstop. And then you hear a lot of pretty good, great programming in between. Our goal is to raise $3,250 a day regularly, 365 days a week. And that way, we have less people turning off WBAI and losing the habit of going back to listening to us. So that should increase our listenership. In August, I believe that our listenership went up, and we don't have the latest update. So that's a good sign. I want to talk a bit about the finances. WBAI, as per NEDA, NETA, which is the official financial branches that does the financials and the reconciliation, as of August 31st, had us at a loss of $26,000. That's from October 1st, 2020 to August 31st, 2021. Our fiscal year is from October 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2020. So we're waiting for the month of September. We had a pretty decent month of September. So last year, the previous year, we had a $236,000 loss. Well, that's also including now this year, we had $127,000 of PPP loan that was forgiven. So it's actually actual real revenue that went and paid for payroll. So WBI is doing actually rather well. I would strongly suggest that you go on WBI. We're going to put that up. I don't know if it's up yet. The report from the WBI treasurer, R. Paul Martin, the report to the LSB down. There's an LSB meeting today at 7, and that's the report that he's submitting to them. It has my report, and then it has also a comprehensive report about the Pacifica Foundation. I would rather leave it at that. I've been told to be too detailed sometimes about talking about the finances, but all you need to know right now is that we are $26,000 in the red, which is pretty good compared to last year. We were at $200,000 So that's about it. I want to stop there and talk a little bit about premiums. Okay, we have a variety of premiums. Our premiums processing is better than when we used to have it in the Volusion, because our webmaster Chris Lapilusa has instituted a system where you import the information and the summarized on a spreadsheet where we can keep track of it very very easily. I used to do that through a process of many queries. Now that process has been more streamlined. The problem remains always the same. We know exactly what we have outstanding. We know the vendors. We have improved our ability to know the vendors that are offering us the premium before we even get to offer the premiums and how to order the premiums. However, we always have to balance out our cash flow with paying for premiums. So payroll comes first, because we don't want to be in any trouble with the labor laws of this city, and rent at the tower for our antenna, and rent at 288 where we have our studios come second and third. And after that, everything else comes comes, and whatever money we have, we try to balance it out. One cover Peter to cover Paul, and so forth and so on. The biggest issue we have with premiums and repeating and offering premiums is that we have not figured out a way yet to incentivize and to excite everyone, producers, board members, and everyone at WBI to come up with premiums that are connected to the shows so that we can offer them during the shows. A typical example is Harriet Cole from Dream Leaper and Backstage Story, which does a lot of theater, Broadway theater mostly, emphasizing on black performance and black owners, black writers and stuff like that. They offer premiums that are connected to their show, connected to the interviews that they do. And they do generate, they're starting to make a difference and generate enough money in their time slot. Not a lot, but enough that would represent what they should be raising at that time without having to really pitch or pitch hard. They do two soft pitch at the halftime and at the end of the hour. Dream Leaper is generating a good $500 a week, and that is pretty good. Backstage Story generated about $3,500 last month to offering theater tickets and to collaborating with David Rottenberg to offer them for her. So this is what we are looking for. That's what we were I've been looking for a long time, so that we can reduce and eliminate the preemption of any shows for a specific pitch. We would rather have the shows present something connected to them and to their audience so that the audience can respond. And we need the producers to be more involved and engaged. And I know I get in trouble for saying that, but it is my job to talk what it is that we need. It is not a criticism. It's not a critic. It's a fact. And that's one of the things we need. We also need the local station board to focus more on raising money and focusing more on helping the station as opposed to the other stuff that they are doing. I think I've spoken enough. We are 327. We're hoping to get to 330 to get to a station break. And then after that, we're going to talk about the future of WBI a little bit, ideas that we have. For another 10 minutes, and then we'll open it up at 40:45 to listener calls.
Linda,
you have anything
Bertil
to say?
I do. So for people tuning in, you're listening to WBAI New York. We are at 99.5 FM in New York, streaming at WBAI.org. We broadcast to, what is it, a 90-mile radius? Is that correct, Bertil?
Yes.
Okay, so we have people from Long Island, Westchester, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you know, all over the place, all over our radius listening to WBAI. So can you explain how WBAI really exists? WBAI is listener-sponsored. We're non-commercial. We're not like NPR stations. We're not like WNYC that has these pseudo-commercials after each of their shows. We're very different. So can you explain to people who, some people have been listening for 61 years, others have not. So can we sort of clarify who we are, what we are?
Okay, so WBAI is not for-profit. A radio station that pride ourselves in being of taking no corporate sponsorship. So we depend entirely on you, the listeners, and we used to also get grants from the CPB. We're supposed to give grants to all.
So that's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they used to give us what, $225,000 a year, something like that.
About $300,000 a year, which is kind of a deficit without PPP loan or bequest or major.
And so we have not had CPB funding for how many years? More than 5 years?
At least 5 years. And
is that one of the reasons that we're constantly asking our listeners to keep WBAI going to try to compensate for the fact that we have not gotten any CPB funding?
So no, that has actually put a little more pressure on us.
Right.
But that has increased the fact that we are in the red and that we have a lot of sometimes criticism from the other network that we're not paying some of our central service bill. Basically, we send some money to the main office so that they can do some management of certain administrative items, like lawyers, lawsuits, and that kind of stuff. And so we pay all our bills, but we do not always have money to send to the main office.
Services, the reason that we have to pay money to central services is because WBAI is part of a network.
Yes, we're part of a five main station network and about 230 affiliates throughout the nation, small radio stations.
So we're WBAI New York, we're WPFW in Washington, D.C., we're KPFT in Houston, we're KPFA in Berkeley, and KPFK in Los Angeles, and 220 or more affiliate stations. Those are very small college radio stations, other little tiny stations that, you know, may not have a large reach. And we provide programming to all of these various stations from our WBAI New York and the rest of the Pacifica network. So just for those of you tuning in who may not know really what in the world WBAI is, we're a 61-year-old progressive institution that funds a network, central services at a network, so that we can also fund, we also fund the archives, which is the Pacifica Radio Archives. So some of this older programming, you've heard some of the old programming on folk radio, and also Voices That Change the World, which you're going to hear tonight at about, I think, 7 o'clock tonight, which is all of this archival, wonderful archival programming that WBAI has contributed to and that the other stations and in Pacifica have contributed to. It's really our oral history, which goes to many college libraries and other places. So this is all part of the network that is the Pacifica Radio Network, and WBAI is one of the parent stations, the sister station here operating the network. So that's just to give you a sort of overall sense of what WBAI is and its history and its tradition that we hope will go into the future, far into the future, because it's far beyond us who is, are running the station right now. And right now, Bertolt, maybe you can explain how there are only two management people here at WBAI, whereas in the past, there were 12. And, yeah. And in the past, where we had 30 to 40 people working at the station, paid people, we have very few people being paid. And most of our programmers are volunteer programmers. So can you sort of just lay that out for people?
Yeah, after Hurricane Sandy and, you know, the downturn in the market and all that stuff, WBI had to lay off, I think, 19 or 29 people. It was brutal. We had no money to pay the Empire State Building. The Empire State Building was a contract that Pacifica got into, but we're not going to blame them for that because the Empire State Building was the only thing in town at the time because the tower was destroyed by 9/11, and so when they went into negotiation, they got their hands twisted, and then they got a contract that was increasing the rent by 10%, and there's other clause in the rent that at the time I took over the WBAI, the rent at the tower was $40,000 a month, and within 2.5-3 years, it was $65,000, and it was going to go up to like $100,000 a month, money we could not pay. Then also at 120 Wall Street, the rent kept going up, and then we had to leave because they wanted to either decrease the space or increase the rent by like 20%. So these are kind of the things that made it very difficult for WBI to continue to function. So we had to really cut expenses immediately, And then protractedly raise money to pay those people those back rents so that they didn't take us to court.
So we cut the entire news team I was a member of that news team. So we all got fired.
We cut
basically
everything was cut. Finance department, operations department, premium department, membership department, everything was cut except for.
And we used to have like marathon coordinators. You used to have a business manager, I think. We had a receptionist. We had all of the staff.
There was an assistant.
And what's happening now is that a lot of the burden of running the radio station is falling on the ops staff, the operations staff, which is very few people. It's Reggie, who you hear in the afternoons. It's Michael, you hear in the mornings. It's Max in the evenings. On the weekend, Sean. Sean is there, Giovanni Saturday afternoon, and then basically Max again. So it's very, we have very, very few people working at WBAI. So when we're asking, I'm just really apologizing because of the fact that we are constantly asking listeners to support the station, but we have no other way right now. So can you sort of just preview the future? Will we be getting the CPB money back?
Okay, so this is WBI Radio 99.5 FM in New York, and you are listening to the Report to the Listener. I'm Berto Ramos, the general manager, and I'm talking with Linda Perry, the program director. We are, you know, just basically reporting to you what we do actually report every month to the local finance committee and to the WBI local station board. All of these meetings are open to the public, and you can hear the whole thing, or actually the whole report that I do send to those entities. I'm also encouraging you to look on the website. We're going to post the report by the treasurer to the LSB, because it was a very thorough report that talked about BAI and the network, and then Arpal did a really good job giving all the details of what he heard in the meetings that he recorded. So you were saying, Linda, again,
I was just asking, I just wanted to share with listeners that now we have audits that have been completed that were stalled for years upon years, and they have been completed. So we are now in a position to once again apply for grants, Bertol. That's all. I just wanted to let people know that there's light at the end of this grim portrait that we're presenting.
Yes. So the grants, we're hoping to get the grants back from the CPB, but that's going to be a year from now. The reason why we're doing the 52-week schedule, we have modified all these things, is to maintain and increase our listenership so that we can get a maximum fund from the CPB and no cut. We're hoping that we'll get another 360,000 like we used to get, and that would make a whole difference in the world. We also now are able to apply for grants to the New York State for the Arts, and then from our other grants, local grants we can have. I'm working with a few people who are hoping.
You're working with some people who are writing grants.
If
we can have some other people who are really experienced grant writers, please email Bertold, BERTHOLD at WBAI.org, and offer your services. We really appreciate that, since now we're able to do that. And just backing up before we open the phones, 212-209. We're going to open the phones up in a moment, but just to explain, so this 52-week schedule that Bertol's talking about, what that means is instead of having a month or 2 months of fundraising nonstop, we preempt programs, about three or four programs during each program day, which is a total headache for me, I must say, because I have to go over the schedule and then put it here and then put it there and put it somewhere else and figure out what we're going to put. And that's why Bertol's saying we need more premiums and things that we can incentivize people to help them pledge to WBAI and get these gifts. So we have a schedule where we do not preempt a program more than once out of every 4 weeks. And we have asked our staff to come up with their own ideas of programs that are fundraising programs, so we don't need to preempt them. So that's why when you're listening, if you're listening the whole day, and we're finding that people who listen to radio as a habit. So many of you are listening not for 30 minutes, not for 60 minutes, but for 2.5 hours a day. So that's what the ratings are showing us. So so what happens is approximately once out of every 4 weeks, a program that you love may be preempted. And so that's what the 52-week schedule is. Bertol has worked it out so that it's equitable and it's across the board. So that's what that's all about. It's really to help us figure out a way to raise money, but not to alienate everyone who listens to the station. And what he was talking about in terms of the CPB is now WBAI has enough listeners to qualify for CPB funding. And at one time it didn't. So our listenership is going up and it's really helpful. And we're happy that you're listening and you're enjoying our programming. Bertol?
Yes. So besides the CPB grant, we need to have some grants writing. I definitely need to follow up on that. You know, I mean, if once in a while things fall through the crack because I'm doing a few things at the same time. Like right now.
A few things? You're only doing a few things?
Right now we are looking for premiums, talking to producers, trying to produce premiums that are different and new and exciting to our listeners because we're running out of that. When you hear whether or not there's argument for the 52-week schedule or the 30 days straight schedule, there are no differences except that you may lose some listeners when you do 30 days. The difference is premium. If you have premiums, you have new stuff you're offering, people do go get them. I want also to talk about corporate match. I'm going to probe the WBI LSB to put a lot of work into this. Basically, we get $1.2 million a year from you, the listeners, and then you do work at in corporation. Unfortunately, you have no choice. You work at different corporations. Those corporations have corporate match, and that's why we went into the new system of allegiance, so we can work out that system now. We're going to start working out that system, and we're going to try to look into those listeners' donation and call the corporations and ask their HR, human resource department, if they have a corporate match and help the listeners fill out the forms. That can increase our revenue of up to at least 10%, which would be $120,000 or more. So that's something that we really have to do because there are no other way to increase revenue. And there's definitely no way to reduce expenses. We have quite a few consultants. The consultant was our way of being able to compensate for such a lack of a staff, and to be able to get a little things here and there done while Linda and I and the board apps and the board and then the webmasters accomplish like the majority of the task. We do the work of probably like 30 people between us and the board app. So that's like 7 of us, full-time employees. We do the job of like 30 people. So we also are working on social media. Podcast should have been up already, but we're trying to be very careful. We're definitely working on that. We're getting the software. We're buying. We're looking into the cheapest and then the best software to podcast. We're taking some shows that we're going to launch and see how that works. And we have a podcast contract that we had a producer help us fill out with their lawyer, and then that's submitted to the national office for their approval. Hopefully that would be a podcast contract for the entire network, and we could go legally now into podcasting. There are a few things, other things that I cannot think of right now.
No, but I think we did. I think we sort of like covered most of the bases. Yes. And I'd like to open up the phones for
Reggie,
our listeners.
Yeah, maybe we could cut into a little music and then.
Yeah, we'll go to some music. But once again, so this is listener sponsored non-commercial WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. This is WBAI's Report to the Listener. I'm Linda Perry with General Manager Bertol Reimers. We're opening the phones, 212-209-2950 is the pledge number. Well, 212-209-2950 if you want to pledge your support to WBAI. If you want to become a member, a voting member of WBAI, 212-209-2950. I'd love to, during the course of this, see that people are pledging support, that you understand where WBAI is, what WBAI is, and the need for you to come aboard and become a member, become a subscriber to WBAI, or double your membership or your support. And you can also become a WBAI buddy. That is a sustaining member of WBAI. You get some perks, like a wonderful big black tote bag for your groceries and your other belongings. And you become a WBAI buddy, a sustaining monthly member to WBAI for $10 or more a month. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to become a buddy, or just to call the call center and say, hey, you know, I want to join WBAI because I appreciate what Linda and Bertel have been telling us about WBAI. I appreciate the fact that they're coming to the airwaves and talking their hearts about what's really happening at the station, even though they're totally stressed and busy. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And we are opening the phones. 212-209-2877 is the number for listeners to call in. I'm looking for some new listeners to call in to WBAI. 212-209-2877 is the number. And Reggie, our mix master over there in Master Control, please give us some dialing music. And you're tuned to listener-sponsored non-commercial WBAI New York at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. This is WBAI's Report to the Listener. I'm Linda Perry with Bertolt Reimers, and we are taking your phone calls at 212-209-2877. And I know that we have a number of people who are calling right now, so let's take our first caller. Please say who you are and where you're calling from. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Am I on?
Hi. Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Elle.
I know your name. I recognize you, Elle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
I'm going to be brief, and there are just 4 points I'd like to mention. Your program this morning during Johanna's time, I don't know the young lady who was hosting the show, but
Rebecca Miles.
It was Postal Service.
Right.
What about the U.S. Post Office?
Yes.
And I thought that was an excellent program. And the last caller who called in during, audience participation was excellent. I don't know her name, but she made some excellent points, and I think...
I agree. So, Elle, let me just tell listeners... Elle, are you listening? Let me just let people know. So, Elle is talking about WBAI's new morning show. It's called What's Going On, after the Marvin Gaye song. What's Going On? And our host on Wednesday is longtime WBAI producer and former staff reporter on WBAI, Rebecca Miles. So she does the Wednesday hosting, and she did a wonderful program this morning on the U.S. Postal Service. So thanks for noticing, Elle. And what are your other points, briefly?
On Sunday morning at 5 a.m., that show is excellent. And if you would repeat it, I think that deserves, to be repeated during a time in which people basically are up. But 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, he comes on, and all of his shows are great. Now, I've also tuned in and tried to
get on. You're talking about In Other News, which is with Jeff Brady.
Jeff,
that's at 5 a.m.
On
Sunday
beautiful.
Morning. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Next.
Excellent show.
Okay.
Now, I want to thank your engineer, Reggie, and there's a young lady who she also engineers.
Kathy
Davis.
Yes, they have been very gracious and very polite in, number one, telling, when we call in if we're going to be on, and not putting us on and disconnecting us. Okay, because that has been done so much to me.
Okay, good to hear. And your next point, it's just we have people waiting. So what's your next point?
Okay, and I would like to say this also. King, he had a show on Weldon Irving, the pianist.
Mm-hmm.
It was an excellent program in subject matter. But there was a issue that was brought up at the end of his program about, and I don't know, are callers required to email the host and state their topics before calling in?
No, there are no screening.
No.
You're talking about King Downing's show, yes.
And King Downing is on the air with Good Morning Nueva York, and that's Monday through Thursday.
At 6 a.m.
Right, and on his show. A young lady was asked to, at least she stated, that she was asked to basically email him before calling to let him know of what she wanted to speak on. And I said, well, how can you do that? Because unless you know this,
I don't know. To tell you the truth, it may have been a misunderstanding. Maybe she wanted to be a guest. So anyway, I'll check it out. Thank you. Thanks for calling, Elle. Appreciate it. We're going to move on to the next caller. And by the way, the phone number to call in your comments, this is Report to the Listener, WBAI's Report to the Listener. The phone number is 212-209-2877. And I think we have a number of people trying to call in. So please keep your comments brief. WBAI, you're on the air. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Josie from Manhattan.
Hi, I'm sorry. Can you please speak up?
Josie, can you hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, Josie, hi. And where are you calling from, Manhattan?
Manhattan. And I will second what Al said about the 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. That's one show I always want to listen to. I love that. But anyway, why I called, I have, I sent in two money orders. I don't care, frankly, if I get the premium. But I am concerned. I haven't had any feedback as to whether they were received. And I did it, return receipt requested. I actually have it signed. I do have my order numbers. I can give them.
Just email, excuse me to cut you. Just email premiums@wbi.org. Premiums@wbi.org. And our board member on Fridays comes in.
Maxine
Harrison Galman graciously comes on Fridays, and she goes to every single phone call or email that comes through there. And also the number is 212-209-2870. If you leave a message there, leave your name, and she will definitely address your issue. Unfortunately, we can only do this once a week, addressing all those issues from the calls into that number. But she would push me. She would harangue me in a good way to get my attention from anything that I might be doing that I think are important, to make sure that this is more important. By the way,
I just want to mention, I've called in many, many times. These were ordered way back in August of last year.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't even included in the voting, so nobody ever calls. But anyway, I will do that. I don't have email, but I've gone through the Gary Null thing plus the call center, of course. So many times emails going over. But I'll do it for sure.
The call center will never address your such issues. It is 212-209-2870. That's where you leave your message.
Actually, that's the other thing I wanted to mention. That phone number is a dead number. There's nothing happening. It doesn't ring. It doesn't do anything. So, yes, I knew about that number. But anyway, I'll definitely try to get... I don't have email, so what am I to do if I don't have email? Can I go through? But I only have one of the.
You know what? Let us. We're going to check out that number because I just called it while you were talking, and it's giving me this fast busy. So maybe there's something wrong with that number. Let me give us 2 days, please, caller. And
Reggie, can you get her phone number off air?
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna move on to the next caller.
Do not hang up.
Yeah, don't hang up, please. And yeah, we're going to figure out what's going on with that that phone number. And thank you for calling. This is WBAI's Report to the Listener. I'm Linda Perry with Bertolt Reimers in studio, and we are going to take the next call. 212-209-2877 is the number. And WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. This is Zabby, and thank you so much, Linda Perry, for all you're doing. And please, indeed, respect and appreciate the longtime callers that call the regular callers.
Sure. Thank you, Zabby.
I have also 4 points as well and some help for you for this busy circuit that you have. I have been trying to get through. There's no phone number to get through to Bertolt Reimers. But on May 23rd, this year, I had trouble too with the getting a busy signal on the call-in number, let alone the premium number. And the operator, I called the operator, operator number 2644 on that day, told me at 1:33 p.m. that there was circuit trouble or a circuit trouble. And it's called a busy circuit trouble, and that it had to be reported by Bertolt Reimers on your end. There's something wrong with the phone. Plus, there are other producers, like Mr. A number of them saying that people are hanging up when, in fact, they're not hanging up. And I wanted to also mention that her third point. I want to appreciate Kathleen Davis as well and Reggie Johnson. Because they do not hang up on people and screen people. And it's true that Michael Haskins has been doing that in the morning. And in fact, I think that probably sabotaged some of the.
I'm not going to accept any criticism of any of our staff. I love them all, and you have no idea how hard it is to keep going. But Sabby, on your point about the phones, on your point about the phones, Bertil, we've been trying to rejig what's going on with our phone system.
Let's just talk about that
after Zabby, your final point.
There's something more important than that even. Please, yes. Let me finish my points. This is the listener feedback so that you can then deliberate on it later. Okay?
Yeah, please, finish your point.
I had some other points.
Make your point, Zabby, but you cannot hold the microphone because there are a lot of people online. Excuse me, hold on. You have to respect other callers. We're not putting a 2 minutes timer on you like other stations do, or a minute or 30 seconds. We just tell you to be respectful of other callers. So you have to do that. You cannot just go on and on and on about different stuff. You have to leave the space available for other callers. And then we have had a lot of complaints about that from listeners who have emailed us saying that we need to regulate the air. So I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that you have to understand. Okay, please. Thank you. Finish your point.
Hubert told Reimers to take up my time to tell me that I shouldn't take up
Sabby, just finish your point, please. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Linda.
Sure. Go ahead.
And so he said that he's trying to raise $3,365 a day. That comes to a quarter, $1,233,000 a year. Now, the problem with funds, we have to get this station solvent or there won't be any Pacific Foundation left to talk about here and to call in about. And I have, I'm an accountant. I worked out that, in fact, each hour is worth $1,100 an hour, not $140. That is an underestimate. We have a $3 million loan, and also I was there when Bertold Reimers was claiming, oh, I'm going to the Empire State Building. I'm going to get that down. He was very much involved, and now he's covering up for it. I think it would be great.
Sabby, listen to me. First of all, I need to make a legal station break. This is listener-sponsored WBAI New York. I would appreciate it if you don't take the names of our staff members and trash them. I don't want to hear that. But I appreciate the fact that you are an accountant and you know how many hours of the day we have and what we're supposed to be earning for each of the programs. But you must realize some of the programs will not bring in that money. You know, I have on the count, we have on the count broadcast twice during the broadcasting week. These are people who were formerly incarcerated, and the show is going out to prisons across the U.S. and actually further than that. And we're going to keep that on the air. There's no way it's going to bring in that money. There are other shows like that because we're listener-sponsored and we're progressive and we're concerned with our communities that we're reaching out to. And I don't think we're doing like a wonderful, wonderful job in reaching out to all of the communities that listen to WBAI or could listen to WBAI, but we're damn well trying. And so, Zabby, I would also love to have a conversation with you offline about some of the ideas that I've heard that you have. So Reggie, why don't you take her phone number down, and Zabby, I'll give you a call. Okay? Thank you for calling. This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. You're listening to A Report to the Listener here at 4:03 in the afternoon. Usually at this time, you'd be hearing Margaret Prescott's wonderful program, Sojourner Truth. It's heard on WBAI Monday through Thursday, no, Tuesday through Friday at 4 p.m. On Mondays, we have another wonderful program called COVID, Race, and Democracy that's broadcast at 4 p.m. on Mondays. That is a Pacifica network special. WBAI helped launch that program with other stations in the network, and it's wonderful. You should listen to it if you have the chance, or listen on our archive. WBAI has an archive where you can go back in and you can listen to shows that you might have missed. We're having a bit of a problem with programmers actually filling out the archives and like writing the contents of what their programs, their wonderful programs are, so that you can search. Yeah, but we're working on that, so it will be better for you in the future. Again, this is the Report to the Listener, WBAI's Report to the Listener. I'm Linda Perry here with station manager Bertel Reimers, with Reggie Johnson on the board, and we are taking your calls at 212-209-2877. And we'll go to our next caller. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I live in the Bronx. My name is M, and I'm a buddy, and I want
Good.
To congratulate everyone. I enjoy BAI. There are two things. I'm having a problem trying to get my voting in before the 15th. And number two, when there are guests, I wish that their names would be spelled out sometimes, because either the voices are they seem muffled, and I can't make them out. So thank you so very much, and I hope somebody can help me with my voting, because I do want
to... Okay, so don't leave us yet. So so you looked in your spam and you don't see that you got your ballot, is that correct?
Well, I haven't checked my spam.
Okay, could you please check your spam mail? And then do you use a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so check your spam mail and see if your ballot's in there. And look on WBAI.org in the middle of the website, our homepage, and you'll see a link to get a new ballot, if you get a new ballot. Can you tell our other listeners listening now, what are you trying to vote for? Can you explain?
What am I trying to vote for?
Yeah.
The
local station board delegate election?
Yes, yes.
And so are you, how long have you been a listener to WBAI? Aha.
I am a very long time listener. I'd say back in my 30s, and I'm 17 years old now.
Oh, wow. You've been listening all along. So you know that WBAI has a local station board.
Yes.
Okay. And they make recommendations to staff and to management.
Yes,
they look
recently.
At, okay, you are aware of that.
Before,
and you're aware that there's a Pacifica National Board also, and we have some representatives from the local station board that go to the Pacifica National Board that deals with network issues. You're aware of all this. And you're aware that the 15th is the deadline to
That's
make
right.
your vote
I really
count.
Am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so please go into WBI.org right in the middle. Underneath upcoming programs is local station board. And this is important for everyone. You click on visit elections.pacifica.org. And then you see the Pacifica website in green. And you
yes,
click on...
Yes, I did all of that.
Uh-huh.
I did do all of that. And I know who I'm voting for. I have their names, but I don't... I emailed Shalom. Where's Shireen? Shalom, we go.
Right, but there's a reset. If you go, what is the email to get a new ballot? It's right there. You click in the middle of the website, and it'll give you a new ballot. Okay?
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful job,
and we're
everyone.
Gonna...
And at least... Yeah, for guests or the producers to have guests.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea.
Write
yeah.
them out. Whatever.
I'd like also to use what you're saying to reemphasize the fact that all producers have been given the ability to be able to go on wbi.org/staff, and then enter all the information on their show, including their guests, the music, and the topic of the show, so that if you had a situation like that, you could go back to WBI.org archives and find that, you know. Well, it actually says
exactly,
Mr.
Right.
Show. So yes. we are trying our best to improve that and getting a few interns to help with the missing information, but we're also asking our producers to be more vigilant in filling out that information, especially when someone like you would like to go back and see who are the guests and also ask them to repeat slowly the name of the guest. That should be actually, that's good radio every 15 minutes or so.
Yeah. You know, I learned many years ago that it's really important in radio to provide ports of entry. So that means like every 15 minutes or so to say the station, the topic, and the guests, so that people who are just tuning in have an idea of who they're listening to, what they're listening to, and know if they want to continue listening. It's very important to do that. So we'll reemphasize that with our staff who are probably listening. So this is WBAI New York, and we are taking listener phone calls right now on Report to the Listener. WBAI, you are on the air. Hello.
Yes, greetings to the beloved community. Aloha greetings, HUNA, H-U-N-A, healing. Doesn't cost very much.
Greetings.
First of all, Linda, I do a pro bono project in terms of helping companies, institutions, community, reach out to the community, re-engage, rebrand. Every organization needs to rebrand, you know, people need to be engaged. So I'm also hoping to leave my number with Reggie so you can reach out to me, because this just needs to be the beginning. And thank you for this. And it should be report to and from the listener. It should be until, from what I heard from the financial committee, until the insolvency is resolved. It right. needs to, regarding programming, yeah. a few years ago I did a one-page grid of how you engage your community when you change programs abruptly. Don't leave people's jaws on the floor as happened recently. You must survey the community. You must reach out to them. And the phone system must be fixed. We heard Berto mention the amounts you pay to cable and to Verizon, but just to get through, it took me 6 or 7 times where it kept popping into your voicemail, Linda. And most of the times, as even Russell explained, that all you do is get dead air when you're trying to call in, and you almost, as he said, has to be obsessive. We used to have a time when there used to be talkback programs. Talkback program's name recently changed, so it could just be about 1 or 2 people. As fascism roils the land and we are here, we must design a grid that brings in the listeners so we can vent our feelings, talk together, and come up with some strategies, because we're in dangerous, dangerous land. Little things must be resolved. So finally, Max, and when I tried to tell him, he didn't want to hear it, but yes, people don't have internet, and people are blind or have low vision, or sometimes during a storm, you can't get on the internet. So we want consistency, like in September, where you gave the LSB particulars in full, and we want that not to be a big deal. For some reason, the Finance Committee, where we need a lot of ideas and observation, hasn't been announced in a month of Sundays. And I'm going to leave my number, Linda. I'm someone that also spoke to a unique type of audit to the LSB that would involve the IG of the Attorney General. So I'll have the opportunity to flesh out why that contingent is going on. And generally...
Okay, Maya, I got you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
So let me go over the points that you made, right? I personally, I'm extremely frustrated with our phone system myself, because I do also call in sometimes, call into the Haitian show, I called in regularly, and I get a lot of busy signal. We have to call a few times. That's something that needs to be fixed. It's just we do not have the ability, the money, the time, nor the technicians to do that as of yet. Technicians seems to think that the phone system is working well, and him and I were having a little argument. So just to let you know that, yeah, we do have discussions, and it's very democratic. You know, we have discussion between me and the staff, and then we disagree sometimes. The rebranding is extremely important, Matt. Thank you for bringing that up. It's just also a matter of money, and it seems like not everyone is on the same page. Everybody disagrees on what Pacific or WBAI is. I personally feel that we are a free speech community radio, and that's what we should be branded at. We used to be branded as. Some people call it Justice Radio, and it's all over the place. No one wants to agree because we're a bunch of so-called progressive and anarchists. And if I do impose myself as letting people know that we should have a focus group to just get this done, I get criticized for pushing a specific thing. But we do need to do that. We need to redesign the logo and have a logo, really designed by a designer, agree on colors and things like that to rebrand it and to rebrand who we are, what we do. Concerning the internet, we did mention to Max, the PSA, and we'll do that in the future. That was like a fluke.
You're talking about access via Zoom, just to put these details on the PSA.
So that
for
was
the LSB meeting, which is tonight at 7 o'clock.
Yes, and okay. I do agree. There's a lot of numbers to be given out. I wish there could be some simple number to give and that would cover everything, but obviously maybe we'll figure that out for people who want to call in. Talking about the audits, I really do not understand what you're talking about when you talk about the audits, but I just would say that much. The finances of WBI are all in my hand and my shoulder. It's very unfortunate because I do not want that. We do not have enough money to pay anyone to be a counterpart to what I do. So that's why we have a solid, rigid finance committee where I report everything to, and every copies of every check, everything is filed. But that's not actually the finance of WBAI. That is me, the general manager, keeping track of our cash flow and keeping track of the money. It just happens that I do it well and efficiently, and we use it to match against NETA, which is the official accounting firm, independent, that does that for many not-for-profit organizations. That was also my strong suggestion that we find a company like that. I've been suggesting that for 7 years. And finally, 2 years ago, we have been able to do that. I'm very happy. And they do audit us. They do ask for the records. They do have access to our bank account. They can log in straight into our bank account. They could log in straight into our QuickBook and see transactions. And they ask regularly about transactions and details and copies and scan of receipts. So I do not understand any reason for any forensic audit or any such thing I don't understand that. I mean, this
so
is.
So you're listening to the report to the listener. That's Bertolt Reimers, and he's WBAI's station manager. Report to the listener here on listener sponsored WBAI in New York. We're taking your phone calls. 212-209-2877 is the number to call. And we're going to move on to our next caller. Thank you to those of you who have been calling us already. And if you're waiting, just hang on and we'll get to you shortly. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello, tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
Is this me?
Yes, hi.
Oh, good evening to all and peace and blessings to everybody in the sound of my voice. My name is Black and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hi there.
Long-time supporter. Listen, I got a million and one complaints about the station and a whole bunch of things, but I'm going to move on.
Okay.
I'm going to talk solutions. I want to say thank you to every last person that's answering and doing this whatever you people are doing right now. You understand?
Thank you.
All the times I have called in and have not gotten on, all the time I ordered premiums and not have gotten them, I still support the station. You know why? Because one day I turned on the radio and nothing was on the air. There was nothing. Nothing. And I said to myself, you see what I'm saying? Irregardless of the ups and the downs and the racial tension and the financial tension at WBAI, it's going to take it to the brink where there's no more nothing. And one day I turned on the station and it wasn't nothing. And I said, Bertel Reimer, Linda
Perry.
So I wonder. I'm going to say it to everybody in the listening sound of my voice. Remember that day when you turned on and it was nothing.
And are you talking about October of 2019?
I'm talking about whenever you hear BAI go off the air, bumps, hiccups, whatever you guys have. I want everybody in the listening audience to keep that in mind, all right? Because no matter what, you got to support the people. It's organized chaos all over the world. You understand what I'm saying? I turn on BAI right now to hear Monroe. I tell you how far I go back. Remember Monroe?
Yes, Monroe. Yes.
Right? And I used to hear the way they used to abuse this guy when he used to call up and want to make his point. He just wanted to make his point no matter how he used to talk or whatever. I can go further back how long I've been listening and supporting. But my point is still the same. We're going to have racial tension. We're going to have financial tension. And the Pacifica Foundation, I'm not even going to get on that subject because I've been out there and I've seen that hurt firsthand. It seems like New York has the pulse of everything right about now. You understand what I'm saying? The only reason why I think the other stations are piling on us so much is because New York has this flavor, man. I was telling somebody on one of their shows, we have this energy that powers everything in my point of view. But as I said, I'm going to move on. Thank you guys for everything you're doing. Reggie, Max, all you guys that's basically just stand the test of time and all the abuse that y'all get from different people and different things. It's not your station. It's not our station. It's what you put into the station is what you're going to get out. So one day when you turn on the radio and it's a hiccup or a bump or the station doesn't come on, just remember all the complaining, all the racial tension, all the financial nonsense that's going on. All right?
Thank you.
You guys have a peace and blessing. Like I said, to all the contributors of the station since I've been listening for, I'll give it a number, 20-plus years. Come on now.
Yes.
We're here. It's 2021. The station is still surviving. We're still fighting. We're still pushing. We're still pulling. Come on. When I call in, I say Black from Brooklyn.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you,
Black. Thank you, Black from Brooklyn.
I love this. Yeah, I
thank
love
you,
this.
Thank
come
you,
on,
Black
man.
From Brooklyn. And I'd like to say, Felipe says that sometimes. Actually, a lot. I'd like to, first of all, thank you for your kind words. And thank you for your patience and understanding that the premium when you donate for a premium, it's really donating to WBI because you could get those premium anywhere for a better price. This is a more convenience, and the fact that you're supporting, the fact that we are presenting this to you, making it convenient to you. But also, I apologize for not getting all your premium. We currently have 1,304 premium outstanding. That's not bad. I am at the station right now. I personally, so for 2 hours, packed up 100 of the Garinol premium and took them to the post office. And that's what we have to do, you know, clean up the hallway if we have to. And thank you a lot for bringing those kind words and those positive words to the station. We'll do our best to get you your premium. Most of the outstanding premium right now have to do with money. You know, most of the 1,300 premium have to do with money. You figure that each of those premium on an average will cost like $20. So that's about $5,000, $10,000 we need to get all those premiums out.
And then, of course, you said you pay Peter to, what is it? What's the saying? You pay Paul to Peter or Peter Paul.
Yeah,
what is it?
Uncover Peter to cover.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
So this is WBAI's report to the listener on WBAI New York. And we're going to go on with some more callers. Thank you to those of you who have called already. And the phone number is 212-209-2877.
And I could be a bit biased myself. I do, Black from Brooklyn, I do listen to the station a whole lot. Reggie gets surprised sometimes. I call him at what time, Reggie? 2 o'clock in the morning, and say, "Hey, Reggie."
He's on Mondays Mondays from midnight to 2 a.m.
2 a.m. I call him at like 2 o'clock to tell him that was a good show, nice mention, whatever. I do listen a lot, and I must say, maybe I drank the Kool-Aid, but we are very potent, as you said. We are very, I think we are more progressive than the whole network by far. And we are dynamic. Right now we're covering New York. We have a mix of shows. We have some shows that some of you call conservative, but we do want to put those shows on because we want WBI also to be a record of New York. It's like when your 5 o'clock strip have politicians and that they are interviewing, they have them on the record, and so that you can know what they think, where they are, so that you can hold them accountable 3-4 years from now. So we do understand that, and we purposely do that. We mix it up. I don't think we have too many conservative shows, but we do have middle-of-the-road shows, and then we have some very radical shows. Thank you very much.
And so Bertol was talking about Reggie Johnson's program From the Soundboard, which is heard at midnight on Monday going into Tuesday, a very good music program that you can hear if you tune into WBAI Monday into Tuesday at midnight, or you can go to our archives and you can listen to the program. So this is WBAI New York, Report to the Listener. We're taking your phone calls, 212-209-2877, and we're going to go move on to another phone call. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to make a few suggestions.
Okay, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Sure. Sean from the Bronx.
Sean. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you? I know you guys have a hard job. You're doing 5 jobs and with 1 salary and only 24 hours in a day, and 8 of those you got to sleep. So anyway, thank you for doing what you do and keeping BAI on the air, because without it, a lot of us, you know, those on the left and perhaps some of those on the right, you know, would lose something very valuable. And that last caller was right. And when BAI is not on the air, you know, it's a huge loss. So hopefully it can stay on, you know, in perpetuity, but we got to bring more young people to the microphone. There's no if, ands, or about it. I mean, if you can tell, most of the callers are older, over 50. We have to figure out how to bring young people in, and I would suggest a younger producers, particularly in the morning, not a whole variety of 5 different shows. I think you need to, I mean, if you listen to the other strips, they usually have 2 hosts on, and they have, you know, and they're younger. Now, obviously, the politics have to be correct, and I'm sure there are young people that would be interested in coming to the airwaves, to BAI, to bring in that, you know, their voices. That's the only way BAI is going to survive.
I'd like to ask you a question and then also say something. To have 2 sets of producers doing the morning strip costs a lot more money than what we are doing right now. So what we're doing right now with the morning 7 a.m. strip is Linda is now putting another hat of executive producer of that morning strip and trying to make it look the same, having the news and music and breaks at the same time and the weather, so that you can have a feeling of that it's a morning strip, it's the same thing except different subject every morning. So that's what the best we can do at this point until we can generate more money. The other thing I wanted to ask you is that if you could tell us some of the shows that you listen to and you like. And we're trying to bring in some new shows. Like we have the DSA, Democratic Socialists of America. I was involved in getting that, and I hope they get more and more involved on WBAI and step in. We were trying to get more of those same kind of shows. Like we had Indivisible. They just could not keep up. You know, a lot of people A lot of people cannot really keep up doing a show. It takes a lot of time. It takes like six, seven hours to produce a 1 hour show. And I have to say, I always say that, you know, people say that I complain about sometimes the quality of our shows had gone down. It's not a critic of the producers. Most producers after 1979, Ronald Reagan, they cut every social projects and then they started squeezing the middle class and the middle lower class. And what happened is people had to go and get a job, two jobs, three jobs. And producers now are working two jobs. So they cannot put as much love and energy and time into their shows as they used to prior to 1979. I would suggest that you take a look at that. Ronald Reagan changed everything, and then Clinton didn't do any better.
So Bertel, I just want to add that we have Extinction Rebellion, which is a very young group of climate activists, and they're on WBAI Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., and you can check our archives, and you can listen live next week. We had another program on Saturday night, Working Class Heroes, which was a group of young Latinx producers, but they couldn't, because of the pandemic and stuff, family stuff they had to deal with, they couldn't do it anymore. So I'm hoping they'll come back, and I've left the door open for them. We also have Rachel Hu and her cohorts who are doing a show, a young women's show.
Women
Fight Back on Fridays at 5 p.m. to fill out our dynamite strip of 5 p.m. weekday programs. And we are looking, we're actively looking for other young voices. We have Houses on the Moon has offered us their podcasts. Some other people have offered us stuff. And we're looking, and we'll try to, you know, I mean, I as a young person came to WBAI and was mentored. And I want to give back whatever I was given to other young people who come in. So we're waiting, you know, and we were doing that before pandemic. So we were bringing people in and training them. And when we get interns in, I work with them and train them in news and in other areas.
So Sean, thank you for bringing that to the fore,
yeah,
so that people can be aware of that. And we have to do that very carefully. We have to mix those new producers with the people who've been here before, so that they can mentor them and pass the baton without them feeling that they've been pushed out. And then I want to go back again to asking you, what shows do you like or prefer, or what do you like about BAI, and then what do you don't like?
Maybe she's gone. So we're going to move on to the next caller. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, it's Russell. You know.
Hey, Russell.
I'd like to point out to my calling six times was great. I must have called 30 to 40 times. And I'd like to know how you expect to get new listeners with the phones the way they are. But I'd like to ask Mayotte two things, because I like the listeners and the callers better than the host, frankly. Why is Mayotte calling from a cave? And I'd like to point out, she often says fascism comes wrapped in a flag and carrying a cross. But that's 100 years old. Mayotte, I think that we find fascism wrapped in...
Guess what, Russell? Just as I do not appreciate criticism or a mention of our staff here at BAI, we really don't need to cross reference callers on this report to the listener. If you want to talk to her directly, go right ahead and do that.
I want to say that I think it's ludicrous to say we don't accept any criticism of staff. That's why things don't improve. And you know what else?
I didn't want names mentioned, Russell.
You know, you go on and filibuster, because you don't really want a report from the callers or the listeners. You just want to talk. Okay.
All right, take Russell off the air, Reggie, please. Take Russell off the air, Reggie. Thank you.
We're going to move on to some other callers. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, thank you, Linda. I was the only one that got caught off mid-sentence, so I'd like to just clarify my last thought. I'm also supposed to be on hold for your follow-up. Bertho, I was not talking about a financial audit. I mentioned a unique type of audit I won't go into, but when Linda connects with me after I get to leave my phone number, I will explain. One of the things that must be dealt with is some protocol when people have problems or conflicts, because I can tell you I'm the one that got told for early morning program that I had to do an email, which would mean I could never contribute on the air because of the circumstances of the computer. But there must be a protocol when there's conflict, backstabbing. Some people have experience through committee chairs, disrespect, and abuse. It's usually a male against a woman of color. So I will look forward to your follow-up, Linda, because I'd like fill you in.
Gotcha. So, Reggie, would you please take her call off the air and take her phone number, please? Appreciate it. And we're going to move on to the next caller, WBAI. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I've been unable to get an answer to this question for the last few years.
What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Manhattan Frank.
Okay. Hi, Frank. Hi, Frank.
I've been trying to find out when BAI ceased to be Peace and Justice Radio and became Community Radio. Was it in the last 5 years? Because I was on BAI 50 years or 1970 with Dolores Costello, and it used to be Peace and Justice Radio. When did it become Community Radio? What year?
That was in 1991.
And why does it still say Peace and Justice on my radio in the lettering?
Yeah, okay, Frank, that's exactly the point. It's everything and everywhere. It's not branded, so it confuses people. My point is, it's very difficult to get everybody to sit down and agree on something and brand it. It may not be Peace and Justice Radio anymore. It may not be Free Speech Community Radio anymore. It might be a blend or something different, because everything evolved. You know, it's not like the conservative senators who want to read the Constitution as it was written 200 years ago. It evolves. So therefore, your point is well taken. The WBI community listeners should have a focus group by different people that sit through this for a long time and figure out all the shows and what we represent and the times we live in.
You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I don't want to have any meetings. The person who created WBAI, the gentleman, I forgot his name. When he died, he donated it. What was his name?
Louis Schweitzer.
Right, Mr. Schweitzer. He created BAI for peace and justice, not for community. He didn't want war in Vietnam. I remember, I was there. He didn't want the Vietnam War, so he created Peace and Justice Radio. He didn't create community radio.
So what is
I take your point.
Yeah,
so
thank you
very much for calling.
Okay.
Appreciate it. We're going to move on to the next caller. Thank you, Frank. This is listener-sponsored WBAI in New York. Report to the listener. Please call in with your thoughts and your comments if you haven't called in already today. 212-209-2877 is the number to call in. WBAI, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Can you turn down
your
radio?
Caller, you're on the air. Just please speak into the phone.
WBAI, you're on the air. Hello? I think I heard you and then I lost you. So are you there? Just speak up. Okay, we're going to move on. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
All right, just hold on. Let me just get more phone calls.
Okay. And this is WBAI's report to the listener. I'm Linda Perry here with Bertol Reimers talking to you about WBAI, talking about programming here, talking about the financial situation, looking at the future of WBAI. We were just talking about branding, and we are talking about other items of interest to our listeners. We're asking you, if you are a member of WBAI, to vote in the local station board candidate election, which closes on the 15th. There, we are also taking your phone calls at 212-209-2877. And we have our next caller ready to go on the air. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, can you tell me what is the status of the search to replace the program director?
It should have been over, but, you know, the board is taking its time. It's been a year, and then that's a critic. And that's it. Thank you.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Marcos from the Bronx.
Marcos. Hi, Marcos. So are you a longtime listener to WBAI?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so what's your favorite show?
My favorite show was Liquid Sound Lounge.
Ah, Jeannie's show. And your next favorite show?
That? What happened with Liquid Sound Lounge?
She left.
For what reason?
She didn't want to do her show. Yeah. She didn't want to do her show anymore. But so we're going to... She just didn't want to do it anymore, so she left. But thank you for your call.
Next.
We're going to move on now. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Before you say that, it's clear that people call with an agenda sometimes, and then that's very unfortunate. There's a lot of dishonesty in some of those calls. I hope that we just can just call and be straight up frank, you know, and then just have a conversation about WBAI. Not everything that we do you're going to like. Not every decision that we do you're going to like. Not every show that we remove or we change you're going to like. And that's that. We've had listeners that said, I'm not going to give you my $25 a year anymore because you're not doing this. So that is like the Koch brothers basically telling the congressman that they're giving millions of dollars to, you know, to burn fossil fuel or something like that. It's the same concept. It's just different power to influence. But the concept, the idea that of wanting to dictate to management, to WBI, exactly what you want or else is the problem of America right now. I hope I'm not lecturing, but I wanted to say that. Very much so. Thank you very much.
So we're going to move on to the next caller. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi, good. Hello? Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Jeff from Long Island.
Hi, Jeff.
I've been a listener for the last, I would say, 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Berthold, you know me. I called a couple of months ago in reference because I made a donation and has nothing. And I don't care. It's a minimal donation, and you're right about that, you know. But I have a different perspective. I am very, very, very upset right now. I'm practically fuming, and I feel because I made a donation in March before the April 7th deadline, and Berthold took care of it. He found my membership, and it was paid up by then. And I sent several emails this past Sunday, and I got a response 4 days later stating, we do not have a record of your contribution. There's 2 days left before the election. How do you expect me to make an informed decision on who to vote for the local station board? I'm very upset because I feel that this is a breach of contract, and I threatened the foundation before that.
Jeff, I did receive your email. You sent me an email 2 days ago, and I sent it directly to National Election Supervisor.
Yes, I did, and I did respond to them, and they said that they don't have any record that I'm a paid-up member. I've been a paid-up member. If I voted in the bylaws referendum a few months ago, which you found that I was a member of, how could they not have a record of that?
Okay, I'll reach out to the... I thought that was resolved. That was as of 2 days ago or a day and a half ago that I did forward her email that I received. 2 days ago. I sent it to her 2 days ago, and then she responded that she was working on it and processing it. It was in process. So I will follow up on that.
She said I didn't receive it. I'm at the point where, as a listener, if I don't receive it, you know, there's a thing called contract law.
Yes, I know.
And
you said that.
If you're not,
you said that on the email. On the email. So we'll handle that. Okay. So we
there's
don't need to discuss
statute
that.
Statute of frauds.
Yes.
In contract laws.
Thank you very much. That's it. Next caller. Next caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm on the line. Well, I just want to thank you guys for all your hard work.
Thank you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Mitch. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Mitch.
I see you advertising for a grant writer. Could you contract somebody or go partners with somebody to write grants, and they take a portion of the money?
Okay, so
a certain percentage.
Yeah, let me explain that. There were a lot of pushback and a lot of discussion about that. National board members and stuff like that. It's been researched. It's legal. It's something about Pacifica and WBA. I don't understand why that is not something that is a normal thing. It's not recommended by the official grant writing organizations because they feel that sometimes their grant writers are not given a fair share. But I am pushing this to happen. Like, I mean, if somebody brings a grant and takes a percentage of the grant, I do not understand why that's a problem and how that's a problem. It's money that we do not have at all that's coming, and then we get two-thirds or more of it. So I'm researching that very strongly and then discussing with the National Finance Committee and then the local finance committee. Trying to see if we can get a final say on that. We also had a gentleman who had suggested that he would donate the money to pay a grant writer, depending on how much we're paying, a certain amount of money to be on staff, not really on staff, but to be contracted for a couple of months to write grants. So we're working on that also.
Okay, because then you can go on with the program. You know, we've been advertising for it. And also, I voted for the on your ballot that you sent out, but I was really, I thought maybe they would be in, groups, like the Peace and Justice Organization over here, but I have to know the names of all of these people, you know, and, you know, I found that time-consuming because I didn't know the names. I've just known a few names that I had remembered.
So, so what we have done is we had five cards with the statement of each one of those candidates rotating every day.
Actually, you're going to hear one of those candidate cards right after this special.
Yes.
At 4:55.
And then we also had all those statements on our website. So if you really wanted to go and really re-listen to what they were saying and over, you could actually go and do that. This is the best we could do. That's already taking up five cards. It's like, 2 minutes each?
Their average of 3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5 minutes. So that's a lot of time, air time, that we should be doing programming.
That's 4 to 5 days, 4 or 5 times a day.
A day, yes, 5 times a day.
Okay. Okay, my favorite programs are Democracy Now!, Law of the Land. I'm very satisfied with the programs that you put up there because I've realized that people... Most of these people are doing it because they want to do it, but I'm very satisfied with your programming. You know?
Well, good to hear. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much. I want to just say that last night at about 11:30, we received a list from the National Election Supervisor of names that she wanted verified. These include various listeners and staff that she wanted us to verify, and I have not nor has Bertolt had a chance yet to go through it. I see that Jeff's name is among those people.
Yeah,
so actually, we will be going through that. We will be going through that. And I just wanted to add that we just received that list. So I also see some other mess ups. Like I see someone listed as a listener when he's really a staff person. You know, there are just some other things we need to straighten out. But thank you for pointing that out, Jeff. And this is WBAI's report to the listener. We're winding up here. We can take one or two more calls. Please be brief. This is WBAI in New York, and we're taking the next caller. WBAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay,
hi,
so quickly, I'm sorry, concerning Jeff. As of October the 12th, 1:16 p.m., the National Election Supervisor said his ballot had already been processed and he should be getting it soon.
Oh, that's good.
So, so I don't understand how he got a denial. Maybe he hasn't looked at it. I mean, that was as of yesterday at 1:16 p.m.
All right, well, we'll straighten it out. So, caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Barbara from Queens.
Hi. What's your name? Sorry, I missed it.
Listener.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes, I'm one of your white-haired old ladies that have been with you a long time.
Hold on.
I just wanted to make a comment about old ladies, probably one of your biggest contributors, by the way, not the young so much. They always have other things to buy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Then I wanted to ask you, I'm not on the internet, and I'm sure there are quite some few that also are in not my position. And I love most of your shows, you know. I do like to listen. I was wondering, in case of someone dropping out or you having dead air spots, if you could, like Ralph Nader, I think comes on at like 5 a.m. in the morning or something.
6 a.m. on Saturdays, but I'm thinking of moving him to a better time.
Stop moving him. Let him be there for the morning people. And what about the night owls? Like, I love Radio Unnameable,
Unnameable,
you know?
Yeah.
But Bob passed away. Bob passed away.
No, she's talking about Paul DiRienzo.
Yes, I think he's doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say, you know, for the early birds to have him on in the morning, and then if there's a dead spot in the evening, to repeat Ralph Nader, say, or I don't know, but Guns and Butter and some of the other shows, so that the I could hear them again. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I understand, because you don't have a computer and you can't go to the archive. All right. Well, thank you for the suggestion.
Also, by the way, thank you, Linda, for your on Playhouse.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
That was a wonderful move.
Mm-hmm.
Good. That's theater. That's theater for the ear on Saturday evenings at 8 o'clock.
Right. Yes. I wonder if you also listen to Thursday night at 9 p.m. on Backstage Story.
No, I don't. But as I said, I have my favorites, you know, and okay. I was just wondering, there's so many I miss because I don't get up in the morning, you know.
No, but if you like the theater, you might like the 9 p.m. on Thursday, which is Backstage Stories, an intimate conversation with Broadway artists.
I'll look for that.
Yes.
And I'm just telling you my favorites, you know.
Okay,
like
so we have to wind up. I think we have time for one last caller, but I appreciate you, and thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Thank you for doing your
the theater. Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. And last caller, WBAI, you're on the air. We have literally about a minute or so. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Hi. My name is Orlando from Queens. And
hi, Orlando.
Hi, how you doing, Linda and Bertolt? So nice to hear from you. I don't usually remember the names, but I'm already feeling the community already. And by the way, peace and justice and community, I feel like they're very similar. They probably go hand in hand.
Maybe it should be peace, justice, and community, Orlando, huh?
There we go. There we go. You know, oh, actually, I thought of something one time, which is protester radio, but, you know, that I don't know how people will react to that also, but
I would be against like that. I would be against that because we do more than just protest. We also have to build, and which is one of the things that they used to criticize us for. We used to criticize everything and not come up with solution, suggestions, and entertainment to also lighten the load from people's heart.
Right.
Okay, so I
will support peace, justice, and community. So. So I'm just letting you know, I really appreciate you all, and wow, you really do so much, and you get so much in positive and also like in hard things to hear and deal with, but you're so appreciated, even if the people that do appreciate can't really get through the phone call sometimes. Just letting you know, I love Economic Update, Counterspin, I really love Gary Noel, I appreciate very much Democracy Now!, stuff like that. And one thing I want to maybe think about or suggest is sometimes like the direct actions or the events that happen. I used to wake up to WBAI in the morning, but I don't do that anymore on the alarm clock. But I used to hear the events in the morning. I don't know when I turned.
Oh, you're
on
talking
the
about community bulletin board, the community bulletin board.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we have to get that again.
The person who was doing it, timed out. As an intern, and then the person who previously was doing that was Earth Mom, and she passed away.
Yeah.
And so we
are. But that's a really good suggestion. I know you, Reggie, as our board engineer, you were talking to me about that, and we're trying to get that back on the air. So, Orlando, do you want to do it for us? Maybe you want to talk to me? We'll take your number off the air. Maybe you can put it together.
Take my number off the air and I'll see if I can help.
Okay,
we can give you a lot of people, to
grab
work
his
together
number.
With. Yes.
Okay, so you've been listening to WBAI's Report to the Listener. I'm Linda Perry here with Bertol Reimers and Reggie Johnson on the board. We thank you so much for participating in this Report to the Listener, and we will schedule another one for next month, right, Bertol?
Yes. We've been having a hard time scheduling these. Because on top of the preemption of shows, so we have to schedule those in also. So these are more preemptions. Or we have to get rid of a two-hour fundraiser. And so we've been I'm having a hard time scheduling them, but I'm going to put them as part of the scheduling of the 52-week schedule.
Yeah, we'll move them around at different times so different listeners can participate. Again, thank you so much for listening. This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, streaming at WBAI.org. Have a good afternoon, and thank you, everyone.
This is WBAI New York. The election for the local station board is currently underway with 27 listener candidates.
I'm Serene Roberts. I've worked on the local finance committee to increase transparency, only to have the proposal squashed by the partisan LSB majority. But by voting for me and my Justice and Unity colleagues, you can build a board that will focus on the station, not power games. Until then, amid some really good shows, preemptions and merchandising continue with no plan, no outreach, and no real compliance with the requirements to usefully communicate with members.
Claudette Robertson, her inspiration for becoming a board member comes from her passion for community outreach. She says she remembers how she used to encourage her students to listen to WBAI and even give them an assignment that would require them to listen to the station. She plans to bring a team player attitude to the local station board and says she will do everything she can to increase listenership. This includes looking at ways to raise money for the station.
My name is Dylan Saba. I'm a Palestinian-American attorney, writer, and activist running for WBAI local station board. I'm a committed socialist and organize with DSA in my free time. I'm running for the local station board because I believe in the power of independent radio and creating a space for independent left media. I'm committed to maintaining local control for WBAI and strongly oppose selling the station's place on the dial. If elected, I would work to ensure WBAI continues to be a home for progressive voices from our community.
Victoria Stiff describes herself as a 64-year-old black woman employed as a lead teacher in Bushwick. She also has experience as a residential counselor and Head Start family advocate. Victoria was born in St. Louis, raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, and is now a resident of Brooklyn. Some of her skills include organizing meetings, workshops, and fundraising. She says what she appreciates about community-based media is that it gives local residents a voice and opportunity to bring their platform to the masses.
I'm Michael White. Maybe you know me as a lawyer, co-founder of Citizens Defending Libraries. I've defended our city libraries, public assets that keep us informed, vital to our democracy. For the same reason, I'm dedicated to protecting WBAI and keeping it democratically accountable to our local listeners. We are defining our relationship with technology, changing at an insane pace. Let's remember WBAI, terrestrial radio, is an essential backstop against such censorship and vanishing.
I'm Kay Williams. I've been a BAI listener since around early 1970s. I've been politically active since the 1960s. I was chair of a Free Speech Radio Alliance listeners group back in the 1980s. I'm familiar with a lot of the struggles at BAI. We need to come together and really try to put those differences aside and just logically figure out what needs to be done and just do it. And that's why I'm here.
To learn more about WBAI's local station board candidates and to vote in this election, visit elections.pacifica.org.